Welcome to Top Stock Picks on this, the 30th day of May 2017. I am your host, Jay Taylor, here to bring you some microcap investment ideas from independent newsletter writers that I know and have a high regard for their competency and their ethics. And this week, my guest is Chen Lin, who I have worked with over the past several years. Chen sends out frequent notices to subscribers to let them know what he is buying and what he is selling. He has a remarkable track record. Actually, I don't know how well Chen has actually done because much of his trading is really, well, it's personal. He keeps to himself. But when we went to work together several years ago, I did need some documentation just to convince myself he was as good as he claimed to be. And, well, he turned out to be better than he claimed to be. And he started out with in the one account that he showed me, because it was an easy account to track. Not complicated at all, because it was a $5,400 investment initially. And within 10 years, it had grown to $2.5 million. So that was without any leverage. So I think that gives you a little idea. I don't know anybody else that's been able to do that well, not personally. I'm sure there's some other people on the face of the earth that have, but I don't know anybody personally. But Chen Lin is a really good friend and also a very successful investor. So I'm really happy to have him with me once again. Thanks for joining me again, Chen.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it.
Always good to talk to you, my friend. And I should mention to my listeners here that if they want to subscribe to your letter, What is Chen Buying? What is Chen Selling? They need to go to chenpicks.com. Chenpicks.com. Chen and I do trade investment ideas from time to time, and if I had more time, I would certainly be spending more time in what Chen is talking about, because he always comes up with some really interesting ideas, and I want to have him tell you about three of them that he's identified today. One is not new to many of you, because I've talked about it. It's my top pick personally, and that's Novo Resources, trades in Canada under the symbol NVO. You can buy it in the U.S., as I have, under the symbol NSRPF. 105 million shares out now, trading at Canadian 95 cents earlier today anyway. It may have fallen back a bit by the close, but that gives it a market cap of somewhere just around 100 million in Canadian money. Chen, you know I like this one a lot, Novo Resources. But what do you see there that's caused you to join the party?
When you told me to give some best ideas top picks, look at with the current market, there's some stock already move a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Which you buy in, you have a high risk, but this one, what first strike me is it build a very long base. You can see it's from 70-80 Canadian cents for years building that, and it has always bounce out from that. And when the drilling results start coming in, or some other events, because what it you know better than I do, they're looking for a giant discovery over there, similar to South Africa style water range type.
Yes.
Of discovery. So if they can hit, the stock has much, much more upside. So just recently struck me was and one of the highest volume last week, last Friday in particular, South Star to take off. So the news is they just doing a JV in Australia, not far from their own concession. Obviously, they probably know that area very well, so this could be a very exciting area to expand their existing land package.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that usually those type of move is a part of what they have already, right? So they probably know their system very well, and then they're very excited to expand to their neighbors, and hopefully they can expand the whole discovery. So it's something very interesting in the works. So there's a fundamental, and then there's a technical. Seems like a very good area right now for investors to take a look.
Yeah, you're right, Chen. It has been sort of bouncing around a bottom for some time. This year it was trading between about 68 cents and about 82 cents for the most part, and now it's broken through that level. It has a ways to go, though, before it gets up. It was $1.87 in Canadian money last fall, so it's well below where it was, and they did have to raise some money. That's part of the reason.
Yeah.
I think they raised quite a bit of money. They in very good shape now, but I know that Dr. Henning is moving towards production at Beaton's Creek. But it was more recently, Chen, you know, this joint venture you spoke of, when Quinton found out they were finding these huge gold nuggets along an ancient shoreline of what he thinks is the Witwaters Rand-like reefs, that he got on an airplane and went down to Australia and did everything he could to stake as much down dip from this. I think it's 8 kilometers long along the shoreline where they were finding these nuggets. And the company that he did a joint venture with is a company that, some of the people that were finding those nuggets, I think, vended that into that company. So, but I believe in terms of the total amount of land that's been picked up, that Novo has the largest portion of that. But in order to lock it all up, I think they did a deal with the joint venture. But I'm really glad to know you're taking a look at it seriously now, Chen, because, for obvious reasons, it's my favorite. And I think that Dr. Henning may be onto something really big. But anyway, I didn't have you on the show so that I could tell you what I liked. We want to know what you like. And as I say, I'm glad to know you're on with Novo. But you have always some great ideas of your own. Maya Gold and Silver, I know, is one that you've liked for some time. It has a small producing silver mine in Morocco. Trades in Toronto, MYA. In the U.S., you can buy it, as I have, under the symbol MYAGF. I have 211 million shares outstanding. Does that sound about right, Chen?
Yes, about right, Ken.
Yeah, 14 cents in Canadian money, giving it a market cap of a mere 30 million. So what is it that you like about this, Chen? It's so small that it's probably not exciting a lot of people. I mean, what are they producing? How many ounces a year are they producing? Not very many.
Right, they're small producer, about 500,000 ounce silver, okay, not gold.
Yeah.
Recently they have an exciting discovery just right underneath their tunnel. They did the drilling, and then they found the grade is 10 times as what they're producing. But this is a very interesting situation because it happened to Richmond, happened to many other places in Quebec. Right, the Westome, right? That
yes.
One actually I made a good money on that.
Yes.
So the nice thing about that, you have a mine infrastructure there, and if you make a high grade discovery, your cost base is all there. You just double or triple, quadruple your production, right? Because the grade is higher.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just the first set of holes, and then they will continue to drill to follow it to see where, you know, this high-grade area leads them to. But I can read it over. It's 2.34, about 2.4 kilograms of silver over 13 meters, okay?
Wow.
And then 13 meters is the true width, okay?
Whoa.
And this is... So they're drilling. I mean, they actually over there, they think the hatch width is a little bit maybe higher than more than 30 meters because they were not hit at the center. But anyway, so this is a sizable new discovery. So I hope investors pay attention. This is only the first hole, right? So they will continue to drill. And if they have a continued drilling success, we can see continuity of this one. Then, you know, this mine can produce a lot more silver. Plus, they're in the middle of upgrading the mine, right, from 500,000 ounce to 1.4 million ounce per year. So that will be a very good milestone for the company, a major milestone, because they will really make some good cash out of the mine.
Mm.
So that, again, so the, all these are lined up for the company. I hope, you know, the rest of the year and 2018 will be the big year for the company as they ramp up the mine production, make new discovery. And then last and least, I want to emphasize is the management has been consistent buyer of this share in the past year. Recent financing, the management participate heavily. And then you can see their CEO owns close to 20%. And then their board member, if you look at their recent financial filing, their board member each own a very substantial amount. I think between COO and a few board members, they own almost 40%, if I remember correctly, of the company.
Wow.
So they own a very large position of the company. and then they bought, right? They bought the share. They just hard-earned, hard-money shares. So that's very interesting. Those are a good trade. Not guarantee success, but those usually a good sign of success, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the management believe in the company, and then they put their own money into it. And stock is about 14.5 cents, not far from recent financing of 13 cents. So stock has been bottom around 13 to 15 area for a pretty long time. So if it really breaks out, it's not break out yet, so I call everybody's attention. If it breaks out, it'd be very significant.
Yeah, I'm just looking at a chart now. I see it also was as high as 27 cents in Canadian money last August. But it's been bouncing around between, say, 12 and 15 or something like that, 12 and 14.
Yeah, exactly. Right now it's 14 and a half. So it's just around the range. That last year was, you know, the gold stock and, you know, summer went higher. So that was last year's high. And I certainly hope that won't be the high. There will be, you know, stock I'm buying, we own the shares. I own the shares certainly not for 20 cents. I mean, look for much, much higher. So hopefully they can deliver the production side and exploration side. And this company will be a very interesting one to watch. And personally, I have been on site twice. So,
yeah, you've been to the mine. It's in Morocco, right?
Yeah, in Morocco, yes.
What are your thoughts about Morocco, the political risk there, Chen?
Exactly. That's a good question. It's a Muslim country, and there are always a political risk. They owe the French colony, so they speak French.
Mm-hmm.
The company mine is east of Casablanca, so it's not in the south area with Western, you know, Western Sahara, which is controversial area.
Yes.
So, and then they're in the mountain. Okay, mm-hmm. They're in the mountain with very few people living around.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can deliver, you know, they should be able to secure the line area, the area around the mine with no trouble. The only risk is probably the country risk. So that's mm-hmm. You must need to keep in mind.
Yeah, I wonder when was this... this really high-grade hole, and I mean, this is really, these are big numbers, Chen, what you're talking about. When was that reported, that drill hole?
Last week. It was reported last Wednesday. So it just came out, and stock only moved like 10%.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it, I'm seeing a fairly big move from 13 cents to 15 cents, something like that. You know?
Yes, it's a big move, right? It's a big move in terms of stock, but,
yeah.
But it's still have a long way to go if it's successful. Think about that. Mm. If the next round they find more continuity, they just, you know, they can extend that high grade shoot, and then they can define the width of that, you know, the true width. I mean, there's a lot of work to do. Obviously, this is only like a first hole.
But is this is right beneath the, where they're mining now, Chen? So they could actually...
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they have to spend a lot of money to get to the ore, to this high-grade zone.
No. It's just right between there, right underneath their existing infrastructure.
No, I'm going to have to take another closer look at this again for my letter. I really will. I mean, I know you've liked it for some time, and I've sort of wanted to look at it. I purchased some shares myself. This is really interesting. I think if there's continuity there, you're right. This is going to be a huge home run. And then I just have to remember what Michael Oliver said on my show yesterday. He was talking about silver breaking out. He's convinced we're near some key numbers. If we break through, it's going to be what Michael likes to refer to as that whoosh sound, you know, like a beach ball coming out of the water, a suppressed beach ball that just goes exploding out of the water when you leave go of it. So anyway. We'll see. Yeah,
exactly. Even I heard from my friend David Morgan that silver is about to break out. There is quite a few signs that silver is building a very strong bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. And then you look at the supply-demand picture. Silver has been deficit for quite a few years.
Yeah.
Right? So
maybe Maya is a good way of playing it then. MYA, Toronto, MYAGF. All right. One more, Chen, you know, you've done so well. One of the things that I admire you for is your ability to think in different and to move into different industries at the right time. And you did While I wasn't doing so well with my gold and silver shares up through 2015 for about 5 years, you were making money in pharmaceutical stocks and other places too, but you did especially well in the pharmacy sector. Fennec Pharmaceuticals trades Toronto, FRX, FENCF in the U.S., only 13.6 million shares out. I saw it trading at about 5.5 Canadian dollars earlier today, giving a market cap of maybe around 75 million Canadian. Tell us a story about Fennec Pharmaceuticals and why you like that one.
Yeah, it's what it does. It's a company for treatment for the young, very young children. Okay, so children who go through chemotherapy. Some children, when they're young, they develop some rare cancer. Right, they're going to die, usually die in a year or two. So they have to go through chemo, and then they're so young that their hearing is very fragile, very gentle. So when they do chemo, they usually lose their hearing, especially at a high frequency. So the people actually did a lot of studies, so chemo damaged their ear. So there will be people, without knowing, they'll be deaf for the rest of their life. And the only way can help is to plan, to do operation, to plan some hearing aid, and then to connect some the hearing aid directly to the nerve because their ear doesn't work. So it's very terrible, terrible for the young children, especially they can't learn how to, they cannot hear sound. How can they speak? How can they, read? Do other normal things that we enjoy every day, right?
Sure.
So their idea is very simple idea. Okay, there is a known chemical, okay, that they can neutralize the chemo agent. Okay, so their idea is just wait for 40 seconds, let the chemo go into the cancer cell, start killing the cancer cell, and then they apply the agent to neutralize it. Right, so it's very simple. Actually, there are doctor, there are scattered doctor already using the agent just to for the compassionary, just they don't want the kids to be deaf, so they start using it already, even without any approval from Europe, European Authority and FDA, without any approval, because people know that. But the key is how long a delay is, right? How long you need to let the agent to kill cancer cell before apply to neutralize it outside the cancer cell, right? Inside the cancer cell, they still start killing. And then what's the dose, right? So that's actually the tricky part, because the kids are so young. How do you test? How do you know your results? You just have to follow them for a few years, make sure they don't die, make sure they didn't lose their hearing. So there's no other simple way to do that. So for each kid, for a trial, each kid needs to follow at least 3 years. And then so the trial they're doing last 7 years. Think about it, the whole 7 years they do it. And then the result will come out October of this year. All I hear has been very promising. But again, those kind of trial would be very difficult for a biotech company to do. 7 years, small biotech, how can they do it?
Yeah.
Fortunately, this is so important for the small kids. A non-profit organization in Europe, actually, they volunteer to pay for all the expenses. So that with no condition attached. So basically, the company still owns the intellectual rights. They in charge of talking to FDA, talking to European authority to get approval. But the trial are really sponsored by non-profit organization. That's why the company has so little share outside, only 13 share. Now they burn about $1 million a year.
Oh, only $1 million. Yeah.
Just think about how lean the company runs, right? Not many mining companies run behind their million. So after 7 years of long struggle, the data was about to come out this year, and then we believe the data is positive. The stock will go much, much higher. Now this is only beginning, and that's why there's a fund just recently. I put in my letter today. A fund just bought 5% of the company from the open market in the past few months. So I'm sure this is probably only the beginning. Probably the only first fund available to buy. There could be others. So, and then getting approached, the excitement of October, the stock can have a lot of movement, and we hope for the best.
Yeah, it's it sort of reminds me of Sarepta, another company that you got involved with. That was such a compassionate story, really. I'm wondering, Chen. You know, it can't be that common. I mean, every now, I mean, you don't hear of that many children that get cancer that have some kind of rare cancer. I mean, we see advertisements, I guess, on television for to raise money for a hospital that deals with children. It breaks your heart to see these kids suffering at such a young age. But I'm just wondering, in terms of the economics of it, maybe that's one of the reasons they had to have a nonprofit step in too, because the cost, and then what is the upside? What is the, you know, the size of the market? I guess we don't really know yet, but it can't be too large. And you know, with the markets where they're not that large, sometimes the costs can be really enormous for people, right? So it really has so much to do with the economics and insurance coverage and all that, doesn't it? When it, the end, in the,
yeah,
at the bottom line.
That's right. But again, you're looking at the benefit, right, for the kids who lose their hearing.
Sure.
Right. So like at minimum, how about operation to plan the hearing aid? Just, you know, to connect to their nerve. That's,
yeah,
at minimum, that costs tens of thousands of dollars.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
So you can come, and if, and there is a research report came out like a week or two ago. They basically say if they get two of the 30 plus indications, and that was $8, about $8 Canadian, $5 US, about, you know, $7, $8. So that's only a very small subset of their market. They, of course, they can work 10 times as much if they get all the indications. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on, as you're right, those diseases are very rare, but again, compare, you can see how much help to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why there's people, nonprofit organizations stepping in to pay for the bill. Otherwise, for a small farmer to do all this research, it takes forever to just to raise money to do that. Even though, you know, people are very passionate and want to support them, but still, it's an enormous cost to a 7 year to do a phase three trial. But anyway, the good news is the trial is almost finished. Data will come out in a few years. I mean, a few months instead of a few
October,
years.
You said, right?
You don't need to wait. Yeah, you don't need to wait for a few years. 7 years already passed since they started the trial, and we are about just to grab the final result. And you know, you see the stock hasn't really moved in you know, moved much in the past few years, just sitting waiting for the results. Now we have the most exciting time of the company history is coming, and then we saw the founding hedge fund start taking position, and it's a very exciting time.
All right, well, this sounds like a very interesting story, and certainly one with a great deal of promise, with only 13.6 million shares out, low burn rate, and not having to wait very long for these results. So you could see a pop in this stock, I suppose, Jen, if the results are good, huh?
Oh, there will be a huge pop. You normally, before the result come out, some people get excited, stock already going. I have other biotech, I mean, very close amounts. From the FDA decision, even the market was down, today it still went up, you know, OCU, it's separate. But when we're getting close to the, you know, important milestone, stock always tendency to have tendency to go up. So my advice to my subscriber would is, you know, just if it's go up a few fold, you take some off. So you can have your free shares or reduce cost share into this. So it's not like a binary event, even though from all the indications I got, okay, all the source I got, all the doctor who tried that, and then this could be a home run, okay, the chance of working is very, very high. It just, what do you say, it's like one of those things, you get it. They tell you, you know, in a few minutes, a few seconds, you know, you can get the idea, get it, will work, it should work. It just fine-tune it to make sure it passed the FDA's the final line, right? You just need to just show them the data, put it together, say, see, this works, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was what cost 7 years, and it's very hard work, you know, and it's almost there. We're almost there.
Well, let's hope for the kids, and it's thanks again, Chen, for another heartwarming story. You've Sarepta and other pharmaceuticals that you worked with, I know that you put in it's not just the profits you make, it's the happiness and the joy that you feel about being a part of something that helps other human beings. So I appreciate that very much.
Exactly. And if you come to my home, I already framed the lobby letter. From the Congress or reply letter, all these. I spent a lot of time.
Yes, you did, Chandler.
So I'm very proud of that.
Absolutely, and you should be. And I'm proud to have you as a friend who's looking out after other people, not just himself. So, Chen, thanks for those ideas. Always great to talk to you. Always great to hear your to pick your brain, because it's a very good one, to learn about what you're investing these days. Thank you so much for being with us this week. Well, folks, next week, Gwen Preston is scheduled to be with me, and she'll also have some interesting ideas, probably more in the resource sector. But Gwen is always fun to talk to, too, so I hope you'll tune in next week. Until then, goodbye. Blessings, peace, and happiness to all of you.